The Milwaukee Public School District is beginning another difficult budget process. New Superintendent Keith Posley is proposing a $1.2 billion spending plan for the next school year. It includes a modest boost in classroom funding, including about 62 new teacher positions. But the Milwaukee Teachers Union and other community groups say the budget doesn't go far enough. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more from the first public hearing on the spending document.
Several MPS principals spoke in support of the plan because it doesn't eliminate staff in their buildings. Here's one of them, Phyllis Anderson, who leads Morse Middle School.
To open the FY20 budget to find that I will be able to keep all of my staff, my electives, and other items needed to effectively manage the school building, I was elated.
But teachers and other school workers said maintaining positions and adding a few new ones isn't enough. They packed the room to urge the district to create an environment where staff members want to stay. Elizabeth Kosmak is a teacher at Wedgwood Park Middle School.
Sometimes I think, why do I stay? Why do I want to stay in a district that when I retire, I will have no health insurance? Why do I want to stay in a district that there is no way to move up in the pay scale? We need steps and lanes to retain teachers, or you are setting yourself up, MPS, as a training facility for suburban districts.
The proposed budget includes a cost of living pay increase, but teachers called on the school board to implement a pay scale that gives staff reliable raises. They also said the district doesn't do enough for its hourly employees, like Anita Blue, a building service helper at Washington High School.
28 years in the district, I make $14.12, y'all.
The school board has the final say on how MPS spends its money. Board members were sympathetic to the concerns raised by school workers. Superintendent Posley said he was too, but the district has a limited amount of money to spend. MPS is heavily reliant on state funding, which is hard to predict right now. Wisconsin's legislature is in the middle of its budget process. Governor Tony Evers wants to greatly increase school spending, but Republican lawmakers in control of the legislature are not on board with many of his ideas. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.